Well, hello, friends. I hope you are having a wonderful day and welcome to Her Sole Purpose, helping women heal from pregnancy loss by encouraging, inspiring, and finding purpose in the pain. I'm your host, Chrissy Addis. So I thought I'd hop on here for another bonus episode this week and talk about allowing God to give you what your spouse, family, or friends do not. I was reading my Bible study this morning and John 14:27 spoke to me. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Don't let your heart be troubled or fearful. And as I was meditating on that scripture, I just felt the Holy Spirit tell me to allow Him to give me what others do not. And as I really just thought about that, it took me back to my time as in my early 20s when I very first experienced miscarriage. And I remember feeling so alone. I didn't have a spouse to lean into. I was a single kid that had just experienced pregnancy loss. I was still very ashamed of what I had done. I had grown up in a devout Catholic family, and so premarital sex was a big no-no. And so I was living in a lot of shame and guilt, and so I didn't really have anybody to turn to or to. I didn't feel like I could talk to anybody about it because of that shame and guilt. Of course, looking back now, I know that those were lies from the devil. I certainly could have talked to my mom about it. I certainly had some amazing aunts that I could have talked to about it. I could have talked to my sister, but I instead sat in shame and guilt and kept these feelings to myself. And I didn't even talk to God about it because, oh my gosh, I was definitely ashamed of God, you know, of myself when it came to God. And it really did bring, I don't want to say conflict because God is not a God of conflict, but it brought, I allowed a wall to be built between God and I, and that was my own doing because of my shame. He was always there. I was the one putting the wall up. I was the one not allowing Him in. But as I was reading John 14:27, it just brought me to that time and place, and I really wanted to excuse me, hop on here and tell you that if you are experiencing this kind of grief, or if you're experiencing anything at all in your life where you feel like you're not getting what you need from the people around you, that you're not getting what you need from the people in your life that you love and that love you, just take a moment and allow God to come in and give those things to you. If you have an absentee parent that maybe never affirmed you, allow God to affirm you. If you have a brother or a sister who continuously puts you down, forgive them and allow God to build you up. If you are experiencing pregnancy loss grief and you feel like you have no support, if you feel like nobody cares, nobody wants to be there for you, allow God to be there for you. Allow God to be there and to love on you, whether you are single and are experiencing pregnancy loss from having premarital sex, whether you are a woman out there who maybe even had an abortion at one time and are now experiencing miscarriage, you know, later in your life, or whether you're a woman who even gave a child up for adoption perhaps in their younger years and they're now experiencing pregnancy loss in her marriage, whatever your circumstance is, maybe you are married and you just don't feel that support and that security and that safety in your marriage. Maybe you go to a church where people aren't supporting you. Maybe your friends are shutting you down. Well, whatever your circumstances, don't go through this alone. Know that God is with you. Know that He cares for you, that He sees you, that He loves you, that He wants to wrap His ever-loving arms around you. So allow God to give you what others cannot or will not. Allow God to fill in those spaces, those empty spaces. Allow Him to fill you up. Allow Him to be the one that loves on you. Don't shut Him out. He loves you. So that was all I had for today. I hope you guys have a great day and a great rest of your week. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.